Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
From Chicago's Afternoon News on WGN, Steve Bertrand's on the phone. Hey, Steve, how are you?
I'm great, John. How are you?
Pretty good. You had on Representative LaShawn Ford on yesterday, right?
Yes.
From the 8th District. And then how do you say this guy from the Illinois Association of Chiefs of Police, Mark Maton?
Maton.
Maton. Mark Maton.
Yeah,
okay.
So there's... He's actually the police chief in Lamont, too.
Is that the guy you've talked to a few times as this bill was being proposed?
No, that was Vernon Hills.
Yeah. I don't think that guy likes you.
Well, I think he likes me. We just, I don't know. I'm likable.
Sometimes you have to play the devil's advocate. So let's just play a couple of cuts from your show yesterday where I think the first cut here is LaShawn, and Mr. Ford is actually talking about what he thought was the good of this bill.
Safety in Illinois is on the horizon because we're going to be more fair as it relates to the criminal justice process. And I have to give Governor J.B. Pritzker credit because today Governor J.B. Pritzker had an LBJ moment. You know, he did what was right and he did what was not popular.
Yeah, he made it sound akin to some major piece of civil rights legislation yesterday, Steve.
Well, I think the Black Caucus sees it as that. I mean, I think that, you know, they've laid the groundwork here to fundamentally change the way, especially bail and bond, you know, and to require statewide body cams and things like that. I think they think this could be transformative.
Here's what Mark Maton had to say.
So, you know, I was a little bit disheartened at the rhetoric today that characterized, you know, our concerns over the ambiguous language as fear-mongering.
Any comment on that, Steve? What's he talking about there?
Well, we've had other chiefs say, you know, that they're going to stop using body cams altogether because of the restrictions. We've had, you know, the chairman of the state Republican Party was on with us last week, and he said that it was an anti-policing bill. So the police have been very concerned about it, and they've you know, it's the people have been vocal about the fact that they think this is going to be, it will increase crime, not decrease crime.
Well, you asked LaShawn yesterday, Aleph, let's play the cash bond quote from LaShawn Ford. You asked him if, as a result of this, more or less people are going to go to jail.
LaShawn, I don't understand still the elimination of cash bond. Do you think we're going to be having more people held without bond or fewer?
I don't think we're going to have more people locked up, but what we will have is a fair process where people that's nonviolent will not be locked up anymore in our county jails.
Do we have a counterpunch to that, Producer Aleph? I think that's an interesting point, Steve, that if I go to jail tomorrow, I can probably get enough cash to get out of jail. If you
right.
go to jail tomorrow and you don't have enough cash, then you're going to stay in jail for a very long time while there's COVID, by the way. And that doesn't seem to be fair.
And while you're in jail, you're losing your job, you're separated from your family, you know, your family then suffers. Right, I agree. I mean, I think that we need to figure out, yeah, you shouldn't be able to get out of jail just because you can afford to, or you shouldn't stay into jail because you can't afford to get out. But my question is, so you've got this, you've got certain cases where they set a high bond because they consider the person, you know, a danger to the community.
Right.
Or a bigger threat. So it seems logically that those people who might have posted bond in the past will now be held without any bond because there won't be such a thing in the future. So you might end up with more people in jail than not, although, you know, perhaps
those who
are going to be held with a higher bond couldn't afford it.
Kyle Ritzenberg would be in jail still because even though he came up with $2 million, he might be deemed to be sufficiently dangerous to the community. That kid doesn't get out of jail. Honestly, I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah, I think, I mean, that's the way it seems to be. But, you know, talking to LaShawn and even Kwame Raoul yesterday, it sounds like this bill, this law now, is kind of a placeholder. Like, they know they're going to have to fix things or clarify things. I mean, even in that cut about the bond, LaShawn said, that they have a couple years to figure things out. So, you know, I think this sort of put down the marker, but now they're going to still... the soup is made, but they haven't put the spices in it.
Yeah, no, I got that, Steve. And by the way, Rittenhouse, thank you, Olive. Here's one more comment from Mr. Maiden.
We were clear with the Lieutenant Governor when she unveiled these concepts in February of this year that we were open to looking at a bail reform, but they had to do two things. They had to ensure that the state's attorneys and judges, it was clear to them what discretion they had so that they could continue to lock up people that were a danger to the community, and number two, that they had to find some way of guaranteeing that people would show up for the court dates. You know, right now, I'm not sure that that is incorporated in that bill.
Second part of that's going to be challenging, isn't it, Steve?
But they show up for the court dates? Well, they won't. They, you know, currently, if they don't show up and they posted bond, they lose the money.
Yeah.
If they're out without any bond, they've got less incentive to show up.
Body cams were a part of this conversation and legislation as well. Here is LaShawn Ford.
Once again, body cam doesn't take effect until 2025. What we have done as a legislature is really set the stage for making sure that Illinois leads in criminal justice reform. So I really like the way the chief is speaking. He's looking for accountability on in law enforcement, and he wants what's right. And we're on the right page. But guess what? If this bill had not been signed into law by Governor J.B. Pritzker, we would not be here today to make sure that we get it right.
I don't know why they're waiting until 2025 to mandate that every officer have a body camera and have certain rules about when they have to turn it on. I guess there's an expense, but wow.
Yeah, and I think that speaks to the fact that they know they still have to sort some things out and clean up some of the language. But yeah, that seems like a little.
Here's another cut about body cams.
And to answer your question on the body cameras, Representative Ford is correct that all of the mandates for body cameras don't take effect till 2025 for the agencies that don't have body cameras. But for the ones that already have them, those are effective on July 1st. So on July 1st, those sections will take effect. And that section that you mentioned is exactly, I think, one of the problems with this bill, because I think that there was a belief that the technology allowed officers to tamper with evidence if they got that, and it's a fundamental misunderstanding of what that technology is. And had we been in a room to sit down with the staff attorneys that wrote this bill, we could have asked them, what are you trying to achieve with this language? And when they would have explained it to us, we could have had a conversation and maybe got them to where they were comfortable with language that stopped what they were worried about, but still afforded police officers to have the ability to look at their language before they wrote the reports.
Play the other cut, Elif, where he kind of says something to Steve about editing audio and video. Can you play that one, too? Not just yet. It's 9:56, Steve, because he did say something like, Steve, you can go back and edit the interview, but we would never go back and edit the videotape, right?
Oh, he said they didn't have the capability of doing it. And that speaks to part of the bill, part of the law doesn't allow police officers to view the body cam footage when they write their report. And that's what I was asking him about. And the chief said the implication is that they would go back and edit it, but they don't have the ability to do that.
We got to go, Steve, from Chicago's Afternoon News. But again, if this is imperfect, it sounds like both sides know that, right?
Yeah, it does, and hopefully at the end they talked like about working together. So, you know, hopefully they'll get on the same page, sit down, and iron things out.
Steve Bertrand from Chicago's Afternoon News. You'll hear him again later on this afternoon. What time are you going to start your show today, Steve?
We're going to start today at 4, John.
Just like yesterday. All right, we'll be listening. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.